Jesus gives us power to become God's children, July 13. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. NRSV. We are the Lord's property. Christ has paid a sum for our ransom that in no way can be computed. He gave himself a living offering to God. He bore the sins of the transgressor, that God might be just and yet be the justifier of the repenting, believing sinner. In the wilderness of temptation he overcame every temptation on the point of appetite. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and in his weak condition Satan assailed him. But he answered not with his own words, for Satan was ready to enter into controversy had he done this. The insinuating temptation was presented, "If thou be the Son of God, command that this stone be made bread." But the "if" was not accepted, and there was no ground for controversy. In his human nature Jesus gave evidence that in every temptation wherewith Satan shall assail fallen human beings, there is help for them in God if they will take hold of his strength, and through obedience make peace with him. All heaven was watching the working of the enemy against Christ when tempted in behalf of the fallen race. And all heaven is watching the strivings of every individual soul under every temptation by which men and women shall be beset. If they will resist the temptation, if they will not yield on any point, Satan cannot have the victory. In the books of heaven will stand registered against your name that on such a day Satan sought to overthrow and ensnare one of my redeemed ones, but the tempted one looked to me, the conqueror, and I gave him or her angels to press back the powerful foe. And what will those answer who have turned away from light and from knowledge and lived a careless, self-indulgent life? The amount of evidence people have had presented before them, the number of talents they have received, the returns made to the Master, these will determine their destiny for eternity. Those who have had privileges and opportunities and light upon light will find themselves brought into comparison with those whose religious advantages have been limited, but who have made diligent, persevering effort to lay hold on eternal life. Over such the Lord rejoices with singing.